Minneapolis police officers angered by Governor Tim Walz running for vice president. By Paul Bois on May 29, 2025. Several Minneapolis police officers have expressed dismay over Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, D., running for vice president during the 2024 election. Speaking with Blaze Media for the fifth anniversary of the Black Lives Matter riots that were sparked by the murder of George Floyd, police officers said that Walz's poor leadership made the situation worse. I think he made some comments leading up to the last election to make it sound like he supports law enforcement. But I think his actions and indecision, back in 2020 proved otherwise, one officer told the outlet. Another officer expressed bewilderment why Kamala Harris even considered him as her running mate in the first place. That made no sense to me that they chose the guy who let all of this happen in one of the largest metropolitan areas. That he would be considered to run for the vice presidency, the officer said. He has been way over his head in the current office that he holds. I can't believe that they would even consider him for that after the riots. He should be ashamed for everything that happened there. The officer blamed Democrat Mayor Jacob Frey and the Minneapolis City Council for letting the riots get out of control. It's been a complete embarrassment since all this has happened. With all their decisions that they've made with how to run the police department, the officer said. Reports initially said that Kamala Harris selected Walz as her running mate under the impression that he would erode former President Trump's support among the American working class, but the choice failed to register and Harris lost in a landslide. As to his political future, Walz has floated a 2028 presidential run, but Minneapolis officers said he has no shot. I would actually love to see Walz run again, a third officer said. I got a lot of amusement out of his 2024 vice presidential run. Because I think it just really opened the window to a lot of people nationally to see kind of how goofy he is, he added. I think a lot of people looked up and said, who is this guy? In Minnesota, we had to raise our hands and said, yeah, he's ours. Sorry. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which has a 100% Rotten Tomatoes critic rating and can be viewed for free on YouTube, Tubi, or Fossum TV. Better than Killers of the Flower Moon, wrote Mark Judge. You haven't seen a story like this before, wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow him on X at Proland Films or Instagram at Proland Films.